Blog Talk Radio.
The Devo Days of Our Lives Walk Talk Radio Show. And I am Carrie. You can find me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. Our blog is divaabdul.com. And right now I have the latest ratings up, the Days promo for next week, which has all the couples on it that are having turmoil, like Justin Adrian, Wilson, and Eric Cole and Daniel. The spoiler pictures are up from NBC, too, so there's a lot of cool stuff to look up. Facebook page, Devo Days of Our Lives, and here on Blog Talk Radio, you can follow us, and you can subscribe to us on iTunes. So we have Anna here tonight. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Yeah, where can we find you on Twitter?
At Coffee Hooch, and also we have a new addition to the Twitter handles. For those of you who might have seen the picture of Lauren Coslow and Teo Penglis yesterday on set, they look like they could be quite an interesting pairing. So we're just going out on a limb here, and we've got a Kate and Andre fan account that we're doing. So if you're interested in seeing more fun with Kate and with Andre once he airs, I think they might be an interesting couple. Follow at Condre Fans on Twitter, K-A-N-D-R-E fans, and let us know what you think.
Yeah, if they don't give us at least a little bit of Kate and Andre or Kate and Tony, I'm going to be so mad.
Yeah.
I mean, how many what's the word I'm looking for, teases can we possibly get? They have to give it to us.
Besides that, they're both amazing actors, and they have chemistry. They each pretty much have chemistry with everyone they're opposite with. So, you know, I can imagine the possibilities there that, you know, it's like kind of like I could see them going the route of, like, the new power, you know, the Salem's dark power couple, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that would be fun. So, anyway, we don't know what's coming ahead, but it was just nice to see them together. So it's always nice to see either one of them. So it was really nice to see both of them together in the picture, and we appreciate getting to see that. And so we thought it'd be fun to speculate on what might happen if Kate and Andre were to get together. And they still need to make Lucas a Demira. I swear, they so need to. He looks so good in that dimension. You know, when he was over there talking to Tad and everything, I thought, I mean, Lucas was born for the dimension, so he needs to be there. He needs to be a Demira, so we'll see. But that would be on my wish list, especially since they never have Allie on anymore. It's not Allie, his daughter, so it's like people forget there's even a Horton connection anyway. So anyway, so that's my thought. So there, but I imagine that would be there would be a lot of fireworks between Kate and Lucas and whatever Demira might be his father. So that would be on my wish list. I mean, if they're not going to bring back a hot Bill Horton for Kate and explore that story with Lucas, I mean, which would be my other, you know, another nice avenue. But since they seem like they aren't going that direction anytime soon, I think it would be a lot of fun to explore the Demira side of Lucas that has so far been unexposed.
Yeah, we get a Cayman sighting like once a year. So not just going there. And who knows how long Clyde's sticking around.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he keeps sticking her with men who are way too old for her, like Stefano and Victor.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's probably not going to go back to Rafe, even though we did get a Rafe and Kate scene this week.
Oh, yes. Those were nice. They still have chemistry. I still love seeing them on screen together. I really do. But, you know, I don't know what, you know, who knows. Who knows what's going to go on? I mean, with the new writers, we really don't know much. But it would be fun to see Kate for any number of things. but yeah, I still like seeing the Rafe scenes with her. I miss that. It was such a neat pairing and so much fun and so hot. And then they ruined it with Jordan, and I've been bitter ever since. But anyway. And then I really like Justin and Kate, too. I mean, they've been flirting with that idea,
yeah.
And I really like those. And Trish is doing a Kaiten fans account, so you can find, like, Justin and Kate together, and you can find that on Twitter at K-A-T-I-N fans, Kate and Justin on Twitter. And we decided last night that we'd really like to see a triangle with Justin and Andre. Fighting for Kate's affection. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, my gosh. Jamira versus Kiriakis.
Yes. Oh, yes. And Kate's right in the middle of the... Is there a squish name for Kiriakis Jamira? Dikios? I don't know. Or Kirimira? I don't know. Anyway, sandwich. I think that would be really fun. So many possibilities. But yeah, so I'd be all for that too. I think it'd be fun to see sort of like so like Gray Andre and good Justin, even though Justin's been a jerk to Adrian, but another storyline. I think it'd be kind of fun to see her, you know, be torn between the dark side and the good side, because she has both. You know, she's definitely a Gray character, so. That would be fun. And I have this realization today when I was watching Friday's show. It's kind of a bad thing when there's more characters on the show that you want to punch in the face than root for. I don't know. Do you ever have that feeling?
I
hated that today because I can list almost more people right now that I want to punch than I mean, oh, I don't know.
So who's the first on your list to punch?
Will. Without even thinking about it.
Who was that?
I want to punch Will. I want to punch Will.
Oh, yeah.
Like every time I see him. And I wouldn't mind punching, let's see, and
Serena.
I could punch her. Serena.
Oh,
she's like, Serena needs to be punched several times. And Xander, I'm glad Victor didn't off him because that would have been kind of creepy, but I really wish that guy were gone already. I mean, we still have, what, 6 weeks more or more of them still? I mean, Xander's a nice-looking – the guy who plays Xander's a nice-looking guy, and Serena's – I mean, Melissa Archer's a beautiful woman. It's nothing about the actors. The story's just been awful. So I'm just ready for both of those to be gone. So I'd punch both of them. Let's see. Who else would I like to punch? Well, I know there's others. And I love how I was thinking today also that, you know, they always say like Will is taking on Sammy's, you know, calculating ways and everything. Will is way dumber than Sammy ever was. I'm sorry. Even when Sammy was 15, she could have made lunch meat out of that kid, you know, as far as competing with him in terms of who's the bigger badass or who's the one that can manipulate or whatever. I mean, how easy was it for Sonny to figure out what happened with Dr. that therapist and him wanting to write that story? So, I don't know. It's just like amateur hour. Nothing against the actor, but it's just amateur hour with Will these days. I mean, they're just, he's just way too dumb and transparent. And, you know, Sammy would have had people going for months before they figured it out. You know, Sonny is 5 minutes later, he's figuring out what's going on. And, you know, I don't know. It's annoying. But on a wardrobe note, I did like the way Sonny, the green and Sonny's plaid shirt matched the upholstery in the booth that he was sitting in. I thought that was cool. But anyway,
that's nice.
There you have it.
Yeah, I'm still going with Serena would be the number one. Oh, Will's definitely number one. But, I mean, he's just so stupid. To basically, you're bribing your couple therapists instead of just, you know, really trying
to
fix your marriage. That's
trust in
that's
the process.
Disturbing. Yes,
I mean, Kate actually was really, even Kate, you know, even though I love the character and sometimes she doesn't give that great of advice, but she was dead on. Like, why don't you just stop this BS and trust the process, Will, you know? So, yeah, so even Kate wants to wring his neck. So, I, you know, I'm just kind of like, ooh. But the thing of it is, here's the difference I see, too. With Sammy, I mean, since I brought it up and I'm trying to draw a comparison here, not so good comparison. With Sammy, you always kind of felt like you could root for her, you know? Like, you always somehow wanted it to work out for her, even though she was so misguided and so crazy sometimes and just came up with the silliest things and, you know, manipulating people and everything. It's like, you still kind of like secretly going, oh, Sammy, I hope you, you know, win or whatever. I hope you get what you want. At least I did, except for, you know, of course, Kate hated her all those years. But anyway, but with Will, I don't find much rootable for him. You know, it's great that he loves his husband. That's wonderful. But it's like, I guess I'm just either not convinced or I don't feel compelled to root for him the way I did for Sammy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Am I wrong? I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I never really was a big fan of Sammy's anyway, so I was kind of always rooting against her until the last couple of years I was rooting for her. But
But
at this point,
I think
Sunny's so much better off with Paul. It's not even funny.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, they have Ari, and that makes me, you know, that he's been such a good dad to her. But
yeah, I respect that Sunny's trying to truly work it out, but Will's not. So yeah, I don't have any sympathy for Will, but he's really not trying. He's just going through the motions.
And Paul's pretty darn cute, I gotta say.
But my second one is definitely Serena. I can't deal with her.
Oh yeah, no.
The overacting that's been going on the past 2 weeks with her constantly mugging all the time and opening her eyes up wide and when everybody was stopping into her apartment to find out where Eric was and she was freaking out and I just wanted someone to stop. Well, I know everybody kind of makes fun of Daniel for Dan handling her, whatever they call it. But, you know, he should have smacked her. He could have smacked her. I wouldn't have minded. I would have looked the other way.
It kind of needs to be, remember when there used to be this thing where all of a sudden everybody was smacking EJ? Everybody needs to smack Serena. They just need to take a whack at her. I'm sorry. I would just love to have. Oh, and was that her throwing? Was Nicole throwing? What's it? Serena under the bus when she told Abe? Yeah, there is something else I remember. It seemed like he was talking to a woman.
She was talking about Navi Dodd.
The
Sanders flunky.
I saw a few episodes this week, but I've missed a lot too. So
I gotta say that if Nicole chooses Daniel over Eric, I'm gonna smack her. I love Eric Cole. I don't like the way Eric treated her for the last few months, but they're just so darn cute. But I know Daniel proposes this week to Nicole, Daniel and Nicole just never worked. They really didn't.
Well, when they were friends. When she first moved in with him and they had gotten to be friends again, then I actually enjoyed them. But once they started all this back and forth BS, it was like they're worse than the darn teenagers, you know?
They were getting worse than Dannifer. It was really bad with the constant fighting.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
With him proposing, even with him proposing, they haven't been together in a while, you know, intimately. Mm-hmm. And every time they attempted a date or do something together, they would fight and not actually go on the date. So it just seems so odd that, you know, she almost died. So now he's popping the question when they were never, they were never ever close enough as a couple to get to the, you know, talk about the M word. They've never gotten that far. So, but I am happy Nicole has two men in love with her at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That has like never, ever happened, ever.
True.
Yes.
Good point.
So I'm glad that she's not chasing after a guy and trying to trap a guy and, you know, and lying to a guy. It'd be nice that she actually kind of has an adult love triangle with two guys who are seriously in love with her, and she's got to pick one.
Yes, that's awesome. Now, and with Brady popping into her hospital room, too, it reminded me of how much I used to love them. Oh, I missed that.
Nicole's just a younger version of Kate. Everybody gets a piece of Nicole. Everybody gets a piece of Kate.
I know. Aw.
They're basically the same couple. They're the same character, just younger.
Oh, hey. Well, I'm not going to go that far, but they're always unlucky in love.
They're always with guys that are the bad boys or don't work out or judgmental good guys that don't want them. You know. Anyway, so seriously, the Aircall stuff really made me watch this week and enjoy it.
Yeah, I actually really liked their scenes. So, of course, now Daniel would have to come in and propose.
Oh. I hope she at least gets a decent proposal from him. I didn't see anything, but I don't know, but. Oh, but I did see a spoiler pic of Clyde and Stefano this week.
Oh.
That should be interesting.
I really liked the Clyde and Kate, the Clyde thing when he first came on. And it's just a shame because the way they wrote the whole Jordan thing, it kind of ruined the character in a lot of ways. And that really pisses me off because there's a lot of potential there, but. Oh, well, you know, I still like their scenes, but it's just frustrating because it's just kind of, I don't know. I know it just kind of left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths and didn't really bother me initially, but it just kind of, I don't know if they just stopped kind of writing for them as much. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird.
Yeah. What else was going on this week? I'm trying to remember.
Baby Tate came home.
Finally.
And apparently Victor didn't realize that it was a package deal. I don't know.
Yeah, or he never gets to be home alone. I mean, yeah, I don't think so silly. Brady can get his own mansion.
I know.
So.
It's just funny. It is funny. It really is. Let's see. And... what else? I'm trying to remember.
And Victor, I'm kind of surprised with the whole Victor Xander thing. So Victor had Xander tranquilized, had him tied up, and basically told him that, oh, well, you're going to go to prison for a while, and then if you reform, sort of, I'll take you back into the family. I mean, that was kind of
weird.
And
then he tried to cut his neck. He cut his neck and was on the... I thought that was pretty creepy, you know, given that all the stuff that's going on in the Middle East. I really didn't like that scene at all. but he spared his life
actually,
in the end.
Yeah, unless Victor was faking it, but, I mean, Xander really did do what he said and showed up at the police station and turned himself in. It's like, oh, wow. He could have just skipped.
You think
down.
He was really turning himself in?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought maybe he was going to somehow throw somebody else under the bus or something like that. I didn't realize he was actually turning himself in. Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, because Eric and Nicole survived, so they can all say what he did. So, so there's APB out for him, so. I don't know what else he would, you know, there's no way he can lie about this and get out of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else.
Well, if you're not following Paul Telfour on Twitter, I highly recommend it. He's hilarious. He's one of the places.
Wait, what's that? What?
I recommend that everybody follow at Paul Telfer, T-E-L-F-E-R, on Twitter. He plays Xander.
Oh.
He's so funny on Twitter.
Oh, cool.
Yes. And speaking of funny on Twitter, everybody should follow Taylor Pangloss on Twitter, too.
Of course. And at Lauren Carblow, of course.
Taylor, you had
quite the interesting quote from Taylor's recent tweet. Quite interesting.
Yeah, he said, not spoiling his storylines is like having an orgasm without making a noise.
That goes in the Hoochie Handbook for sure.
That's
a good reference there.
And he got a cute picture of him sticking his finger on Billy Flynn's forehead while Billy was asleep.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
That was really funny, too. Apparently, Billy didn't know about it till it was tweeted to him. So.
What did he do? He put his hand on his forehead?
Yeah, Billy Flynn was asleep. He had a script on his chest. And Taylor was behind him, smiling like a butcher's dog. And he has his finger poking the middle of Billy Flynn's forehead.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny. That is funny.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of behind the scenes, Martha Madison announced on her show Thursday that she's back as Belle, and she's been taping for 2 weeks.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
now, is
a lot of people...
Cook coming back? Okay.
Yeah, we have Jason Cook, and Claire's going to be 15, something
like
that. Yeah. I know. Kids are getting old these days.
Mm-hmm.
In the point you're going to be like, I remember when your grandmother was born in Salem. So, yeah, and speaking of babies, people are kind of speculating since Abby slept with Chad and Ben within like a 48-hour period that we have a Who's the Daddy coming up to.
Did she slept with Ben and Chad in the same couple of days?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. That should be interesting.
Well, since Rose isn't here, I have to give the fashion report and give a big old F to Abby and her shirt that she was wearing without pants. That was really weird.
Oh, I did not see that.
Like how? And you're looking at her, it's like it's not even a dress. It really is just a shirt.
Oh, dear. Oh, man.
That was
That's not good.
Yeah, so with that storyline, Abby decided she's moving in with Ben and that she's choosing Ben over Chad. But Chad kind of accused her of trying to use him as an excuse not to move in with Ben. But she made a point of telling him first that she was moving in with Ben. And then Ben overheard the conversation that Chad and Abigail knocked boots basically all over the DeMere mansion. So Ben slept with her and he's like, well, I got her back now. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. That's so gross. I'm sorry. That's a little gross. But I gotta say, I kind of like Ben angry, though. He's a little bit more appealing to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I made him more interesting. Wow. I mean, not like when he was... Yeah, not like when he was, you know, flipping out and stuff at the club all the time. I thought that was kind of immature.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Just plotting what he was going to do with this information and decide to sleep with Abigail. And, you know, it's turning more now into a competition than...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Chad truly does love Abby, and then loves Abby too, but I think it's turning more into a competition between the two guys.
Yeah,
I'm going to bring on a caller. I think it's Angela.
Okay. Okay.
Hi, Eric.
Hi,
Eric. Code 770. Hey, there she is. How are you doing?
Yeah.
Hey there.
I'm doing good. Doing good. Enjoying listening to y'all. Who's on your must punch list? I'm sorry. Say that again. Who's on your must punch list? Like, who would you like to just punch in the face on the show? Serena,
oh, yeah.
I want her gone.
Oh,
I
and
mean,
by the way, before we, since we're talking about her again and you just mentioned wardrobe, Carrie, I got to say, the wardrobe people must hate this girl because the outfit she's had on the last few days, that dress was not complimentary for anyone, much less her.
No.
So,
it made her look,
oh my gosh,
really heavy, and she's not really heavy.
Yeah, which
she's,
I'm not being
yeah.
critical of that. It's just it did not
yeah.
look flattering at all. I mean,
uh-uh.
they, oh, it was not. It was not a made-for-TV outfit, let me just tell you, or
well,
for
yeah,
anything.
She's lovely, and honestly, they
yeah.
always dress her in a really tight dress, and I don't understand, because it doesn't complement, you know, it doesn't
mm-hmm.
make her look larger than she really is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but again, of course, the wardrobe situation that I was going to agree with Carrie about Abby's shirt. My grandmother in the 1970s, and she's been gone a long time, over 20 years now, and she's been in heaven. But in the 1970s, my granny had one of those shirts that was kind of striped like that, that she, you know, that was long, and then you wore slacks underneath. So I just kept thinking, that is the ugliest shirt, and why would they put that on her as a dress? Who would go out like that? I don't know.
I didn't see it. I may have to go watch one of the earlier episodes this week just to check it out.
Just imagine, you know, I mean, it would be about the same as, you know, when Sammy would put on EJ's shirt after some activity
mm-hmm.
and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and run around the house. Well, just imagine a little sash belt, and that would be about,
oh, geez.
It'd be about the same thing, except the shirt was really ugly because it was, you know, striped. Anyway, it's nice. It's absolutely the last thing that's of any concern, really, when you think about the show. But I felt like with Serena, and I saw everything on YouTube this week. I did not see anything live. And for some reason, whatever feed I was looking at on YouTube, a lot of times I think they were repeating segments of the show, or either they were just showing the same flashback again. But
mm-hmm.
they were in the utility room. And, I mean, you know, Abe was there, and John Black was there, and Brady was there. And then, you know, and here Eric is, you know, coming to and everything. And he wanted nothing but for Serena to leave. And then she just kept arguing with him. And I kept thinking, why didn't John Black and Abe say, Serena, I think you need to step out in the hall? There was no need. I mean, she was not providing medical care for him. And she was just upsetting him. So I could, that was my punch thing, because I was thinking, why don't they just make her leave? I mean, it has absolutely no point. But bless the heart. Like I said, that is the worst. I won't say it's the worst storyline, because there have been some bad ones. But honest to goodness, as far as one dragging out,
it's gone out forever.
It's just painful.
Like,
I was
for
excited.
Her as an actor, because it's not her fault, but oh my
no,
god!
No, it's not her fault at all. I mean, she did a good job on One Life to Live. I thought she was very good. Mm-hmm. She was very, you know, she was pretty well received, and she had a really good chemistry with the guy that's on General Hospital now, and he used to be on Dave a long time ago. I can't think of his name.
Michael Easton.
Yeah, they had a good chemistry. And it's impossible for her to have any type of chemistry with that. I mean, nobody has ever explained. Somebody, I think it was this week, someone was asking her again about how she got. Maybe it was Eric asking her before, you know, they got trapped in the utility closet, about why she really got involved with Xander, and there was just never a real answer. I mean, other than they were smuggling.
Mm-hmm.
Marbles, I guess, whatever they were smuggling in the elephant. But, you know, it's just, like I said, it's we're all so done, and it's sad. And I think Paul Tesler, is it Tesler you were talking about, the guy that plays Xander?
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying his name right? It's either, and but he has turned out to be pretty good. I mean, I was afraid when he was trying to beat in that door. I don't know if that was this week or last week, when he realized they were in the utility closet, and it was before they had gotten in the furnace crawl space. I mean, I was actually kind of jumping. I thought, you know,
mm-hmm.
he was really mad. I thought, okay, I would not want to meet this person in real life. You know, I would be
mm-hmm.
afraid with the temper. But I wonder what they're doing. I don't understand. I still don't understand his relationship to Victor, and I guess, and why Victor is being so ugly, I kind of wonder if they're eventually going to maybe have Maggie leave Victor because he's kind of gone back to his old ways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't see her sitting there smiling, you know, when
Mm-mm.
he's, you know, cutting somebody's throat. I mean, it just seems like
mm-hmm.
that would be an excuse. Or, like I said, I mean, again, and I like Suzanne Rogers, and she's, you know, been on the show for a long time, and I think I would like her better if, you know, if they had just not given her Daniel and Melanie as part of her family. You know, I think if she could just go back and be a Horton, it would just be so much easier for her. She wouldn't have to be Miss Busybody, you know, or,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't decide on the hospital thing. Was that this week where she went because her blood pressure was up or something and Daniel was checking all that? I think, yeah, usually if somebody gets sick like that out of the blue on a soap opera, that's not a good
mm-hmm.
sign.
Right.
Yeah. But then again, I thought, well, they probably have no other sets, and what other reasoning would there be for her to, you know, at least have some conversation? It's just not, like I said, that she deserves better than that, especially having been on the show over 40 years. But I don't know. I think my favorite part, and I wanted to find out what y'all's favorite part of the week was, because it's always kind of, right now it's kind of difficult to pick because we know a lot's going to change soon. But
mm-hmm.
I like the fact that they at least had that conversation, you know, like that Eric went into Nicole's room and
mm-hmm.
they were starting to talk, because, again,
mm-hmm.
I'm a big Eric Holt fan, and I
mm-hmm.
also am still a Brady and Nicole fan, and I've always thought that would be the best triangle, two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know.
And I like the fact that Brady came into the room and talked
mm-hmm.
to them, and he knows enough about Nicole and Eric to look at them and know that there's something
mm-hmm.
up.
Right.
And so I liked there was some nuance to that, so I liked that.
Mm-hmm.
And but then I was confused at first about when Eric, I guess, was back in his room. And like I said, I watched this on YouTube, so I may have watched things not in order. But it seemed, I was going, why is Teresa in Eric's room and talking to him? I mean, have they had a lot of scenes together where they actually have a relationship?
Yeah, they're first cousins. Yeah, they're first
cousins. Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Okay, I forgot.
Oh, no, she,
okay.
Well, Eric was always kind to her, and she always liked him. He's one of the
mm-hmm.
few people she actually likes in town. Yes, Eric.
Mm-hmm. Well, but she's also still pretending with him, because she was talking about being the person that she really wants to be, and then, you know, as soon as she leaves the room, she's not making any attempt to be a better person, it doesn't appear to me. So I don't know, but like I said, I thought Teresa's hair looked really cute, and I thought that was an interesting scene. But I was confused as to why it was like she was already in the room when I caught the scene, and then I'm thinking, why is she there? But then of course when Brady came and they were taking Tate home, I thought, well, that was better. But I don't know. Like I said, I'm anxious for the new writers to come, and I'm kind of anxious to see some new stuff, because it's just, like I said, I don't understand the dragging out, and I can't imagine that Nicole is really going to accept Daniel's proposal. She knows in her heart she loves Eric, don't you think?
Yeah, actually, she was saying at the end of Friday's episode she was going to be. She has to tell Daniel what happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't like I said, that I just I don't, like I said, it's just, you know, they're trying to make Daniel the hero out of everything, and you know, and I like Sean Christian, and I think, you know, but you know, for whatever reason, just the way they have written him from the beginning, it's just like you just never really want him to be the hero, and it's never really the right time. I'm interested to see what they do when Chloe comes back, because isn't that pretty soon? Isn't Nadia coming back relatively early? Hasn't she? Because she shot her stuff at the first of the year. So hopefully she'll come soon. And maybe that'll be, I don't know, maybe it'll be good or maybe it won't, I don't know. But I'm excited about, you know, a lot of the people coming on board. I'm glad Belle is coming back. My favorite Belle has always been Kirsten Storm, but, I'm, you know, she's on contract, I know, at General Hospital. So I think I am glad that they've got, and Jason Cook has been shooting almost since the time that Peter Reckle and Stephen Nichols started. So he and the child, the 15-year-old child, I guess, Claire, will be coming back, I guess, ahead of Belle. I read that Martha Madison's first air date is something like November 25th. So that'll be after Thanksgiving, I think, or right at Thanksgiving. But, I mean, what was your favorite part this week? I mean, is there anything else that's appealing? Because I may be missing something, because, like I said, I'm kind of just skipping around and watching what I kind of want to see.
Yeah, I liked Ericole and Chevy. That was pretty much solid for me
this week. Yeah. The Abby thing just irritates me. I feel like they're just rerunning the EJ scenario.
I like Chevy because you can tell he really cares about her, you know,
mm-hmm.
and there's definitely chemistry, I think, so I kind of like him.
Are you curious about why Stefano is so gung-ho?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was talking to somebody on the phone about Chabby. So there's somebody else involved that has an interest in Chabby that Steph is conspiring with. That's what, I mean, of course it just might be a throwaway thing and everybody's going to forget about it. He's talking to somebody about Chabby.
Hmm.
You know, that Chad ruined it and broke him up. So, who's he talking to?
Hmm.
Maybe somebody
odd.
Who's holding, that is holding Jack prisoner somewhere.
Yeah, so everybody's that him or Andre are holding Jack and Bo and Steve all prisoner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. I mean, they're going to show. Well, I guess they're going to show. Are they showing Peter Reckle and Steve Nichols first, and then is Teo going to be premiering after that, or does Teo come on the show before? Because they were the first ones to be announced, the return.
I don't know.
Because I think didn't Teo and the Xander character, I mean, obviously, okay, I'm saying everybody's name, Tony or Andre and Xander, I think, are they the ones that have the sword fight?
Oh.
I read something, some little slit of something a while back, and I thought that was if that's the case, I think Xander leaves in August, so then that would mean Teo will be the first one back on the show, which will be exciting. I can't wait to see him.
Oh, I know. Well, and they aren't necessarily taping in order either, so you never know. I mean, could be you know, who knows.
Well, I know that they said that they're going to re-enlarge the Kyriakos mansion, but I'm thinking with Stefano there, and if Andre or Tony is there, or Andre is there as Tony, or however they're going to do it, they're going to need to do something with that Demira mansion. They can't just all stay out in the garden all the time, or stay in that little room. I don't know. They need to do something with the sets, but I guess we'll see what they do when we get to it. But I think it's pretty interesting now that instead of meeting at the park or meeting at the pier, people are now meeting Demira backyard. I'm thinking, you know, don't they have a gate and people? You know, when Chad said for Abby to come over, she just and meet him in the garden. I thought, well, how did she get in? Disappeared, and then Ben was there in the distance.
Yeah, it's all that. I didn't
see that.
About the Yeah, but the Dimmer Mansion, no one has any problem getting on the grounds there. No one has a problem going, walking into the Kyriakos Mansion. You know. It's, I think it's funny, though, too, that Ben has an app where he knows where Abby is all the time. Daniel, and but Daniel and Serena couldn't figure out where Eric and Nicole were tweeting from, or texting from. This had happened the same episode. Ben's tracking Abby, but Daniel and Serena are on a wild goose chase in Chicago that Xander sent them on while texting from Titan. So.
Yeah, they went all the way to Chicago.
Yeah, so Daniel will have to get that app so he can keep track of Nicole and Eric and see where they're at and see if they're together or not.
Well, they had a thing on the Today Show not too long ago when they were showing the, you know, the Samsung, you know, smartphone and the iPhone 6. And there literally is, you know, a software package. I think you have to actually go in and cut it off on, it's automatically on the Samsung, but it's on the iPhone, you have to cut it on yourself. But literally, it will track people down and down to the point of they're at 2 minutes at the dry cleaners, and they've gone a block to the gas station, and they're there for 3 minutes, and it posts, and it goes, and it gets uploaded automatically to the internet. So that technology does exist. They just don't have it in Salem, I guess, yet, or only Ben has it. But I don't know. I just feel like they're kind of making Ben kind of creepy all of a sudden, you know, whereas he's been, you know, kind of a pretty innocent, sweet guy. I mean, I've kind of forgotten about what he was like in the club, but it just seems like, you know, when he was saying she's mine and like I said, all this tracking and so forth, I just felt like it's kind of like they're going to make him out to be kind of maniacal. And then the flashbacks, I got confused with they were showing Abby thinking back to when she was with Chad, but it almost seemed like it was something that Ben was thinking about.
Yeah.
And I could understand Ben hearing them talk about it in the garden because he was there and overhearing it. But how would he be able to envision what really happened when he wasn't there? I didn't understand that. I don't know.
I thought the whole thing was awkward, too. It's like, why is he sitting around, after he just had sex with her, sitting around thinking about her having sex with Chad, and same time, too, she's thinking about having sex with Chad.
I know.
So they're having the same flashback at the same time.
Everybody wants to have sex with Chad.
Yeah.
It is really, I think Days has gotten very heavy on the flashbacks and about everybody talking to themselves or talking to their, you know, Abby talking to her diary on the computer. That's just filling time. So, I don't know.
Yeah, Abby needs a girlfriend to confide into, and since Gabby's been in prison, she really doesn't have anybody. Abby doesn't have any friends. That's kind of weird.
No, she really does. But, well, they don't show her. You know, they don't show her except in the relationship, which is the bad part of these, you know, these 20-something, is that they don't have anything other than some ill-fated relationship with a man.
Yeah.
That's their whole story. That's it. That's the sum total of their life, you know, is that part of it. So, I don't know. I'm sure it's going to change when the fall comes, but it just seems to go dragging. And I think I see a sneak peek for Eve, and she's evidently trying to engage somebody to help her in her plot to get even with Jennifer. Why is she mad with Jennifer again?
I really don't know, other than her pushing JJ back to Paige. No, I don't know, really.
I'm not sure either. I'm hoping, because I like Cassie DePaiva a lot, and she has also been someone who's been really stuck in a bad story. So I hope that when the new writers come, that they basically take her completely out of the orbit that she's in. unless maybe they brought back Jack, then that mm-hmm. could be kind of interesting. But other than that, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see, I suppose. But I did try to watch this week, and I thought that I think the music is better. You know, I don't know. Have y'all noticed that? I was listening to, I think it may have been when Nicole was in her room, and I was thinking, you know, this is better music. Sometimes the music is really cheesy. But I thought, you know, actually that was kind of nice. It was almost kind of like old-fashioned soap opera music. I thought it was kind of nice. So I think that they've spent some more time, I think, doing that, which is stuff they could be doing. Even if they film stuff way ahead, they could go in and, you know, do some stuff with the music. But I don't know. I don't know anything else. I'm so sorry. I know that they showed Ann Milbauer, which is usually pretty funny.
I just was able to see Thursday and Friday shows. So I don't know what happened earlier, but
see, even Teresa has more friends than Abby does at this point. You know, that's kind of sad.
And Serena too. Serena has more friends.
Well, Serena was only friends with anybody so she could get into Daniel's apartment, wasn't it? Pretty much to check
mm-hmm.
on her that were hidden in the fireplace. I don't know. I was on Twitter this week, and there are a lot of folks right now that are real frustrated with General Hospital, and I guess I just do not hold General Hospital to the same. I don't know. I enjoy General Hospital, even if there's a storyline that I don't really like. You know, there's so many
mm-hmm.
other things going on. I still kind of enjoy
mm-hmm.
the show, no matter what. I'm not digging up to see what's supposed to happen in 3 weeks on General Hospital. I just kind of watch it for what it is. I think we've talked about this before. And, you know, there were several people that were really upset about the writing on General Hospital. I didn't have really strong feelings one way or the other about it. But I thought it was, you know, I'm just thinking to myself, I still get so irritated with Dave. Because I guess I just look at it and scrutinize it too much versus I just kind of sit back and relax and watch General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
No, but, I mean, General Hospital has at least double the cast that Days has, so at least. They're telling a lot more stories.
Yeah, see, the ratings, General Hospital's been on a slide for about 2 months now. So I was wondering what was going on.
I think it's going to be sad, obviously, with Tony Geary leaving in the show, and
mm-hmm.
and but you know, of course, they're going to have you know the whole, but they've got stuff planned. I enjoy it overall. Like I said, there's some stories I like better than others, but I still think I think I've said this before, I would be thrilled if they would be able to get Jane Elliott to come back on Days, at least for a short stint, as Angelica Devereaux. I think
mm-hmm.
that could shake things up with Victor. And if they brought Jack back, and if they had, I mean, she had, you know, obviously, and then the Justin relationship, too. But, of course, I know now that it looks like they're going to pair, I'm hoping they will pair Kate with Justin. But see, they could, you know, they could even, you know, I wish they were on more, you know.
Yeah, they hardly ever show Kate. I mean, it's like, it's just frustrating.
It really is. I don't understand it. You know, I saw some pictures. I'm trying to think what it was. It wasn't on Twitter, but they something I was looking at online, and they had some photos of her. Or maybe it was on YouTube, from like her first or second episode on the show. I guess maybe the first or second episode I remember is when she was on that boat having to cut up the
mm-hmm.
head.
Yeah,
but,
that was her first day at work.
But I honestly, I look at her and I think that was 20 years ago or more, and she looks exactly the same. She has
mm-hmm.
not aged a bit.
She's beautiful.
What her skin regimen is, but
she's
amazing.
Got gorgeous skin. I mean, you know, met her, didn't you, Angela?
Mm-hmm. I did. 2010.
And it's weird because you were at the same event that I was at, but I had no idea who you. You know, it was. It would have been nice if we'd known each other back then.
I know. Mm-hmm. I took a lot of pictures for everybody that really was a big fan of Lauren's because I was over there, and I was excited to meet her and to have her sign something. But there were just, you know, everyone else there really knew her, and Leanne Hunley was over there, I guess, on the phone with Marianne.
Oh, that's right.
And so I took all the pictures. I must have taken eight people. I took about eight different cameras and took all the pictures for y'all.
Oh, how funny. Oh, I didn't know that. That's so funny.
If I didn't know y'all either. So.
Oh, isn't that funny? Oh, my gosh. Small world, huh? But, yeah, I've sat right next to her before, and her skin's gorgeous, but it's very natural, you know? I mean,
oh, I know.
All these people look, like you said, you know, like I've heard people say before, they're better looking in person even than on the show. But it's like, you know, just sitting next to her, I mean, you know, she's just beautiful. And it's just not, you know, it's just very, she's very natural and everything. Just really, but she's very strict about wearing a straw hat when she's out in the sun and wearing sunscreen and everything. She's very, very protective of her skin. So,
mm-hmm. Well, and she's very petite.
She's so tiny. Oh, my gosh.
So I think I really am looking forward to, I hope that whatever the stories are going to be, that they're going to give her a role. And it's not just going to be for her to have an affair with Justin,
mm-hmm.
and then for him to get back with Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that, you know, is, yeah, I've, she really deserves a much bigger story. Because I was looking at the stuff with Jane Elliott and Angelica Devereaux, and I remember that, you know, and then she wasn't on the show all that long, but I do remember that story, and I did think that, you know, she was definitely a character to hate. Angelica was not a nice person, but she really did a good job with it. And even in looking at the few things I've seen on YouTube and I've posted, I think, you know, in a way, I think they took some of the portions of Angelica and have given to Kate over time, you know, so that Kate has got that same kind of edge. But that would be, like I said, even that could be really interesting. Like I said, because I have the feeling right now, Jane Elliott, once Tony Geary is gone,
she's going to get back to
General Hospital.
Again.
Yeah, she will be,
mm-hmm.
and which I've done so many times. And she is a superb actress, too. She really
mm-hmm,
is.
Mm-hmm,
and I think that would add a lot of spice to it. Of course, like I said, I remember what it was like 20 years ago. I'm sure a lot of people don't. But
mm-hmm.
I think that would be a nice little
bow
for history if they did
that.
Yeah,
Jane's awesome. So kind of switching gears for a minute since we're about out of time, I just wanted to mention that of a friend who shall remain nameless that's at the event in Tampa today and tomorrow. And I guess Brian's been really a lot of fun and gracious, as always, Brian DiTillo. He's awesome. And they said that Paul, the guy who plays Paul, I think his name's Christopher, was super sweet. And just, you know, I don't know, it sounds mm-hmm. like they're having a fun time down there. So I'm glad.
Well, I don't have any doubt that Brian could entertain a group and make it. So that's, I'd forgotten that they had that going today.
Yeah. So, yeah, they had a luau, I think, and then dinner tonight, and then I don't know what's going on tomorrow, but I think there's more stuff tomorrow. But I don't know.
A lot of events now coming up.
Hmm. Well, cool.
Again, they've really done a lot of public appearances this year.
Mhm. That's great. I mean, it's good for them to get out with the fans and stuff. I think it's so. Anyway, so I don't know. I carry. I'm about out of ideas for today. I can't think of anything else. I'm trying to think. But I did want to give a shout out to the Tampa event because they've been having a blast down there. So.
Sure.
Anything else? I'm drawing a blank now. I can't think of anything.
No. Mm-hmm. It's always just fun to talk with you guys. Like I said,
I'm so glad you called. It's always fun to get your perspective and everything. And
I really, it's not very much of a perspective because I'm ashamed that I'm not really watching it very closely.
It's pretty bad. I was recovering from surgery and was staying at my mom's for a little bit after I got out of the hospital. And she's like, why aren't you watching your show? Why isn't your show, you know, because she doesn't watch it, but she's like, I'm like, because it sucks. No, I'm kidding. I actually kind of forgot that it was on, you know, because every time I would turn it on, it'd be Serena and Xander and the elephant and all that. And so I managed to get the two Kate episodes in this week. And I mean, it wasn't too bad. I mean, her scenes were good, but I even the most enthusiastic fans, I have even, and everything, I'm still having a hard time, like, getting tapped back in, you know? So it's kind of weird. But anyway, but hopefully better things will be around the corner. It did give me hope to see a picture of Teo and Laura together. That was like, even if, you know, who knows where any kind of story is going to go or what they're going to do, but it was so nice to see those two class acts in the same picture. It kind of reminded me of why I'm hanging on.
I know. Well, that will be good, I guess that's a good part. If they don't expand the Demira Mansion and they're both there, they'll be in close proximity together.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Well, anyway,
y'all have a good evening. And
all right, you too. Thanks for calling. And all right.
Bye. Bye. Thanks, Angela.
Anyway, I probably need to get going too. So.
Yeah.
And is there anybody else on the line or anything?
Nope. Oh, it's a good time to wrap up. So basically the bottom line is you want to punch Will and Serena. That was the highlight of the show tonight.
Yes. Uh-huh. You could say I have a punch list and she's at the top of it. She and Will.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. All righty. Well, now are we, it's like next Saturday is the 4th of July. Are we
right.
giving everybody are we preempting for fireworks that night?
You know what? I don't know what's going on in my town, but for some reason or other, we're doing fireworks on July 3rd.
Oh, that's weird.
Why are we doing fireworks on July 3rd when July 4th is Saturday?
Why is on a weekend? That's so silly. I mean, I personally don't like fireworks, but that's just really silly.
I love them. I like almost obsessed with fireworks. I love them so much.
Yeah, I'm just the opposite. I love watching them from afar, but not being close.
When I was little, I didn't like the loud booming ones. No, they just go off.
Well, I had one that almost landed on me when I was about 4. So ever since then, I haven't particularly enjoyed fireworks. But I like looking at them from a distance, but not being really at the venue. So, anyway,
but on that note. We'll see next week what's going on.
Yeah.
If we can do a show or not on
all
the 4th.
Righty.
But yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Anna.
All right. Well, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Bye.